or listen live worldwide at WLEWSports.com. The Vulcans of Vassar are off to a 3-1 start yet again, the third time in 4 years that's happened, and the fourth time, well, they started out 4-0 in 2012. Of course, last year's first loss came into the hands of the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers, falling in the land of wind turbines 21-26. Vassar is led by the biggest Vulcan of all, Jason Kiss. Historically, Vassar likes to play up-tempo game, and they are more than willing to spread the ball out.
Yeah, the key with the spread offense is what it does is it creates gaps, it creates players to spread out. So instead of lining up straight across from each other, if you have an athletic quarterback like Vassar does, not only does it open up gaps for passing lanes, but he can also just tuck the ball and run. They throw a lot of passes into flats, but it also opens up gaps for deep balls down the field. A lot of times linebackers are drawn up on a scramble, opens up spaces in the middle of the field for crossing routes. So it's a very tough offense to defend, and it also wears on a defense because you're running a lot more as far as a defense. So usually by the third and fourth quarter, you're a little more tired than you would be versus just a normal T-formation team.
Last week, Vassar took out a typical perennial powerhouse in Reese, but reports from the land of the Rockets is that an early frost may have knocked down the perennials down a bit. Vassar beat Reese 36-14. Leading rusher for Vassar was senior DeAndre Callahan with 52 yards on 6 carries and 1 touchdown. The rest was all through the air with 269 passing yards for Vassar.
Yeah, we talk about that dual threat offense. When you have a running back that can run, you know, that many times, and you can have a quarterback go 20 for 29 and Michael Pratt for 269 yards and 2 touchdowns, and he also rushed for a TD. I would say that's a dual threat offense at its best. It's going to be very, very tough to defend tonight, especially on a clear night. You know, when there's rain, when there's sleet, it can slow that down a little bit, but on a clear 77-degree night like tonight, it's going to be tough to stop that offense.
Michael Pratt, of course, was quarterback last year, and he is listed at 6 foot, weighing in at 218 pounds, according to the roster. He's very confident in the pocket and definitely has a list of favorite receivers.
Yes, he does. David Wargo, he's a 6 foot wide receiver. He's a senior, 9 receptions for 109 yards. And number 21, Callahan, had 5 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown against Reese. So he's got more than one receiver. He doesn't just have a Calvin Johnson out there, Clark. He's got a Golden Tate, and I think he's got a pretty good running back as well.
Well, for the rushing attack, as we mentioned before, quarterback Michael Pratt has the ability to scramble. Callahan, the leading rusher against Reese, had 3 touchdowns over the past 2 weeks, but is technically listed as a wide receiver.
Yeah, you know, ability to run and around sweeps, it's like I said, it's very tough to defend. Definitely if he was recruited, would be listed as an athlete. Can throw the ball, catch, run, very speedy, very tough player to defend, and a very important person in this Vulcan offense.
On the other side of the ball, Vassar limited Reese to just 67 passing yards and 113 rushing yards for a total of 180 yards of offense over 48 minutes of play. Against Memphis in the week prior, they held the Yellow Jackets to a mere 70 yards in total offense. We'll see how the Lakers fare tonight. Upon our return, we'll take a direct comparison look between the Lakers and the Vulcans on the WLW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen. And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card. We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10. Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Pigeon IGA's Soup of the Day begins Monday, September 29th.
Stay up to date with WLAW Sports on Twitter. Simply follow at WLAW Sports on Twitter. Clark Ramsey, Mike Meisner filling in for Dave Hansen tonight. Kayla Carson and Doug Cole in the booth tonight for a great game in the West. This should decide the entire Greater Thumb Conference West Division tier. Both teams at 1-0, and whoever wins this game is going to go straight to, in our eyes, to the finish line atop the Greater Thumb West. As the crop duster flies, only 35 miles separate Laker High School from Vassar High School, located on Athletic Street off of M15, top of the hill in Vassar. But if one were to leave McCormick Motors a Pigeon and head to the Cook GM Superstore, 46.8 miles by road, taking approximately 56 minutes. Vassar has 375 students enrolled in high school, making them the largest school in the Greater Thumb Conference, whereas Elkton, Page, and Bayport Lakers, their high school has 308, so 67 more students for the Vulcans. Vassar is averaging 34 points in offense, while the Lakers are scoring 28, plus 6 for the green and white. On defense, Lakers allowing 12 points through 4 games. Meanwhile, Vassar is on average giving up 22 and a quarter per game. Lakers with a 9.25 advantage. Now we listen in to the Marching Vulcans. As the Marching Vulcans, along with some students singing along. Of course, Vassar's band director, Mr. Schleckis, has been here for years. I remember him from many, many moons ago. So our friends in the sports wagering department at Ohio State University are showing a 3.25 point advantage for the Green Machine tonight. Las Vegas is also expecting a close game after factoring all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location. The spread for tonight's game sits at Vassar 8.5. This is the 38th meeting between Vassar and Lakers, with Vassar winning 21 and the Green Machine 16. From the consolidation to form Elkton, Pigeon, Bayport High School in the 1960 football season all the way through the 1990 season, these two teams met on the gridiron, being a part of the Thumb B Conference. In 1991, Vassar joined the Tri-Valley East Conference, ending the annual meeting. But when Vassar rejoined what is now called the Greater Thumb Conference in 2008, the matchup resumed, ending a 17-year sabbatical. Which, Mike, that brings me to this week's trivia question. Vassar has been a part of three conferences since 1960. How many different conferences have the Lakers been a part of since 1960?
Oh, that's a tough question, Clark. Given my young and distinguished age, I would not